Peter and Shannon in the morning. Hey, November, among other things, is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show this morning a friend of our ministry. His name is Dr. Benjamin Mast. He's the author of the book Second Forgetting, subtitled Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. And we've invited him on to talk a little bit about dealing with Alzheimer's in the family. And if you're a caregiver, we've got some tips we want to share as well from his book. But first of all, Dr. Mast, thank you for your time. And what is maybe one thing, a common misconception, what's one thing perhaps that most of us don't realize about Alzheimer's that we probably should?
I should start by saying most people are aware that it involves memory and that people with Alzheimer's disease have significant problems with memory. But what most people aren't aware of is that although some aspects of their memory are affected, there are other aspects that are relatively spared. And these are aspects of memory that we can draw upon when we're trying to love people well and trying to minister to them.
Dr. Benjamin Mast joining us, his book, Second Forgetting, Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. Now, Dr. Mast, you mentioned a moment ago that there are some things people remember even when they seem to be forgetting due to the onset of Alzheimer's. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, one of the things that I was really interested in writing this book is I wanted to put together what we understand about forgetting with Alzheimer's together with God's call in Scripture to remember Him and to remember His faithfulness in the past, His presence in our current difficulties, and His promises for our future. And I thought that it's just such a difficult problem. You have a disease of forgetting, yet God wants us to remember. How can we accomplish that? And one of the things that becomes clear when we take a closer look at people with Alzheimer's disease is they forget recent information and new information very quickly, and that's due to the specific pattern of damage in the brain. But there are other things that they can remember much better. So people tend to remember their stories of long ago, their personal stories, much better than they remember recent information. They respond well to old hymns and scripture that they've known well. And they respond to emotion and love and touch. And there's a remembrance that happens through these different methods that we don't see when we just ask them if they remember certain things.
Peter and Shannon in the morning on Family Life Radio. It is Alzheimer's Awareness Month here in November. And we are talking this morning with Dr. Benjamin Mast. He's the author of the book Second Forgetting, Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. Now, Dr. Mast, one of the really great sections of your book deals with those who are caregivers for Alzheimer's patients. You had some really practical and, I think, biblically based ideas, some tips and some suggestions on what we can do as we care for loved ones with Alzheimer's. Can you unpack maybe a couple of those for us?
Yeah, I think one of the things that caregivers can work on doing is to go to some of those stronger areas of memory we've been talking about. If you want to love somebody with Alzheimer's well, give them time and space to tell their stories and do the things that help prompt a sense of comfort and memory, allowing them to listen to old hymns, maybe to sing with them and pray with them. You know, the caregiver's task is difficult because you are in a relationship with somebody that you love, probably a long-standing relationship, but now you're also having to take on more and more of their care, things that they used to be able to do for themselves. And so there is this two-part to that relationship, and we have to be mindful of both of those things. One thing that we really encourage for caregivers is to not go it alone, because there will be more than they can handle at some point in this journey. And so to reach out to people that they know and they love and trust, just to bring them in on the journey with you and allow them to be present with you.
Talking with Dr. Benjamin Mast, author of the book Second Forgetting. And Dr. Mast, my wife and I were able to take care of my mother for the last 3 years or so of her life. And she had a dementia that became more pronounced towards the end. And it is a blessing, but it is also a situation that becomes very tiring, very taxing. What do you say to somebody who's walking that journey right now, or at least heading down that road, about some of the stress and potential exhaustion they might face?
Yeah, it does. You're absolutely right about that. It really wears people down. They feel a sense of burden and sometimes guilt that they can't do more, because eventually it will require more than they can give. One of the things that we see that's encouraging in Scripture that is that sacrificial love is good. Jesus through whom all of creation was made, humbled himself and served other people sacrificially. He's this wonderful creator, but he also humbles himself to wash the feet of his disciples, which wasn't a nice task. I'm sure that was very unpleasant. But even though we're called to sacrificial love, we're not a savior. We can't do everything that the person may need, and we can't save them from the Alzheimer's. And so one of the things is to turn to the Lord for the strength that they need each day, for their daily bread and for their manna, just enough for today, that we would trust in the Lord's strength rather than our own, because we won't have enough. And we hear the words where we're told that God's power is made perfect in our weakness. So when we don't have enough each day to care for somebody and we turn to God to give us that strength, that's when he shines through most brightly to the caregiver and even to the person who has Alzheimer's.
Dr. Benjamin Mast, the book is called Second Forgetting, Remembering the Power of the Gospel During Alzheimer's Disease. It is a book that is filled with practical help and insights after much research and his own experiences in the profession, and also a lot of encouragement, especially for those of us who follow Jesus. And Dr. Mast, thank you for your body of work in putting the book together to help so many families who are dealing with a struggle in their own homes, and for taking time to be with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Peter and Shannon.